So, hello everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Loads of interviews coming up this week. Shortly, we're going to be hearing from the managers at FC United, at Atherton Coles, at Basford United, and at Michalovce. And later, we're going to be joined by the welcome return, Johnny Crowther, everyone, from Live Sports FM. That's good. Not had Johnny on for ages, have we, James? So we're going to have a fixture preview later for this weekend's league matches in the NPL Premier Division. But I just mentioned his name there to discuss a whole week of results in the FA Cup first qualifying round. We're joined now by the welcome return of social media officer from the Northern Premier League. It's the beloved Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
I'm Ben. How are you doing tonight?
I'm all good. I'm all good. We can't stop for anyone. We've got loads of results to go through. We should say we have got a Step 4 show out on this channel as well on Friday. And on that show, we'll be joined by the managers at Cleethorpes Town, Belper Town, Stamford, Sporting Kalzer and Chase Town. And there's a little clue there about how those teams did in the FA Cup. So that's the Step 4 show. Let's go through the results then from last Saturday in the FA Cup first qualifying round. And a big congratulations to Hebburn Town, who beat Ashton United at Hurst Cross, James, by 1-0. We'll be hearing from Hebburn Town's management on the Step 4 show this week. But that's a stunning result, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the Amar Powell back on the score sheets in the Northern Premier League. He's been a name that's been missing.
Big congratulations to Pontefract Collieries. They beat Barnoldswick Town by 3-0. Scott Brown there with a brace. Good result that for Ponty Coles through to the second round, James.
Yeah, considering as well, Barnoldswick turned Ramsbottom over 5-4 in the preliminary round as well. So take it through to the next round. And I think they've got a favourite good little draw out of that as well, didn't they?
They're playing Squires Gate. Is that Blackpool way?
Yeah, Blackpool Airport.
There we go. So Squires Gate against Pontefract Coles. I should say we'll have a fixture preview for the FA Cup second qualifying round on next week's show. And also a big congratulations to Basford United. A 1-0 win over Stourbridge. Marcus Marshall there scoring on Saturday with 11 minutes left to play. A great result, that one, James. We'll be hearing from Steve Chetley in a second. But your initial thoughts to that result there against Stourbridge?
Against a opponent like Stourbridge as well, who we know from this parish how good they can be. It's the win that they needed.
Well, let's hear now from the manager at Basford United. It's a welcome back to the show to Steve Chettle, who I caught up with on Friday. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us. Big congratulations. That's a brilliant result over Stourbridge last Saturday. I mean, how was your afternoon?
It was a good afternoon. We managed to get some more people into the club the week before. We drew Terry Hawkins and Rico Fife, that had been the club for a long time. They were signing forwards, and Terry was instrumental in the victory against Stourbridge. But it was a good day. You know, it's been a tough start for us with injuries and suspensions and illness. So like most clubs, you know, we've got bumps in the road, but hopefully, you know, we've turned the corner, hopefully, and the last five results have been positive for us.
You mentioned the start there. We've seen in recent games, though, you've been getting draws and you've been slowly building the performances up. So were you in any doubt that result was coming against Stourbridge and then Stalybridge in the league midweek?
No, our performances were getting better, Ben. You know, and that's what it's all about. It's about building momentum, like I said to the lads. We suffered a couple of personal errors, which cost us points. You know, we drew three games on the bounce. We potentially could have won two of those, which would have made it even healthier. But like I said, I didn't realise till last Saturday that Basford haven't won an FA Cup tie since 2017. So it was good for the club to get through to the next round. And like I said, we're back to up on two, even with a really good result at Stalybridge Bridge.
Just like that, you're up to 15th in the league table. So when people say it is early days, it is early days, isn't it? So, I mean, what's your take on what's possible now you get the bodies back?
Well, it is early days, but we realise we're behind the points where we need to be. And we've got two big games coming up this week. We've got Lancaster at home tomorrow, then we've got Gainsborough at home on Tuesday. You know, so we have to make our home advantage pay. Then we go to Michalovce next Saturday in the FA Cup. So another busy week for us. And like we said before, it's going to take a mass effort by all of the group, really. We've got everybody back, minus Callum, Mylan and Ollie Clark, who are long-term injuries. So we've got everybody hopefully fit by the end of this week.
And that's a huge game tomorrow, isn't it, in the league against Lancaster. Possibly game of the weekend, I'm going to suggest. I mean, what's your thoughts on this particular challenge that Lancaster are bringing?
Well, they're all tough, you know. Lancaster, you know, a really well-renowned team in the NPL. And they have been for years. And we know their strengths, and, you know, we've had them watched and we know what we've got to try to do ourselves, and we've got to try and impose our play. You know, we're at home, so we'll have to go and do as well as we can. But like I say, it's a really tough game. You don't get any easy games in this league, as everybody knows.
And with regards to the FA Cup then, Michalova next weekend, you broke that hoodoo then of recent years in the FA Cup for Basford. But tough challenge ahead with John McGrath's side.
Yeah, tough challenge.
Weekend.
Yeah, really tough challenge. You know, we've met Macca's team well. We played them in an invitation game at the end of COVID last season. So we have played them. Obviously, they've now changed their playing surface, which is the same as ours now. But we've got people going out to watch for the next couple of weeks as well. So we'll have our information on Michalova. But like I say, John's himself a really good squad and they do really well.
And with regards to recruitment and that side of things, are you done now just bolstering the squad or is expect more in the coming days or so?
No, I think we're done. Like I say, we've got Terry, we've got Rico in last week. We've got Joshua Scott in from Mansfield, which, you know, at the time we were struggling for points. We've had some kids coming in from the academy group, which has done fantastically well for us. And then Grant from where we have two 17-year-old kids playing in the team, which is fantastic for our academy and our recruitment and our pathway. You know, but like I say, this NPL league is relentless. And playing Saturday, Tuesday for the first 2 months of the season, it takes its toll. And we don't expect 17-year-old kids to play in 30 games this year. They're here to help us when they need to be. But they've also got their FA Cup tie this week, so it's a big week for the club.
All that being said, I mean, it's a good experience for them, isn't it? And you know, credit to the academy section at the club that you can call upon players like that.
Yeah, it is. You know, we've had we had 9 involved at the end of last season at some point. Where, like I say, we had an invitation game against Michalova where we had 9 boys involved. We've had 4 different ones already involved this season. 2 make their debut this year for us in the senior group, which is fantastic. They've just come up to their second year in the academy programme. So, you know, it's what the academy is for. You know, it's to nurture these talents and the kids that have come through our junior section and into our academy section. And that's what the football club's all about. We're trying to, you know, build a pathway for the kids locally.
And final question, Steve. Obviously, like you said, it's been a tricky start to the season, trying to get a squad together and that kind of thing. And then, you know, building momentum as we go. But how good is it to be back talking about the FA Cup, fixture congestion, injury concerns? I mean, it is good to be back in all fairness, yeah. Isn't it?
It is good to be back. And all the headaches that you didn't have while COVID was on, you've got them all again. So that's what management's about and that's what playing's about. But on the other back side of that as well, it's great to have the fans back into the grounds as well, Ben. They make huge differences. And just to see people in there for their own mental well-being and doing the football of the weekend is fantastic for everybody.
Basford United manager Steve Chettle there speaking to me on Friday, and because of the way we record this show, I've already ruined it, essentially, with who Basford United are playing in the next round. It's Michalova away, and that's because Michalova were victorious over Leake Town. Tough game, that one, for John McGrath's side, but a 2-0 away win there at Leake Town. Not bad at all, Andy Dales and Declan Bacon scoring once again, James.
Two players that we've pointed out several times in the monthly show and last month. Michalova, they're finding that scoring form once again from last season.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I might as well speak to John McGrath now then, manager at Michalova. A fine 2-0 win for them in the FA Cup. And as we said there, they'll be taking on Basford next Saturday in the second qualifying round. Let's hear from the manager at Michalova. So welcome back to the show to John McGrath. Well, John, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to talking about how the season's going, big congratulations for Saturday's result against Leake Town. Could have been a tricky game, that one, but safely navigating it. How was it?
When the draw was made, you look at, obviously, Leake away from home. They're a good side, Leake. Neil Baker's got them playing some good football. We just, about 2 weeks previously, been to Buxton anyway because Leake have got to play their away games at Buxton for the foreseeable future. So it was away from home, but it was more of like a neutral venue, really. They started well, but we grew more and more into the game. So just delighted with the 2 second half goals and how we performed in that second half.
And obviously, as a result of that, you've now got, in the second qualifying round, Basford United at home, just as Basford start to get going again. So, I mean, this is going to be a tricky game next Saturday.
Yeah, I think any game against Basford and Steve Chettle's side is going to be a tough game. But, we're at home. We're a decent side as well. So it should be a good advert for the FA Cup and for our league.
So let's talk about how the season's going more generally. And it's been a decent start for Michalova. What have you made of the start more generally?
Yeah, we should have probably picked up 3 points away on Tuesday night away at Grantham. We were the better side. They scored early. sat in and defended and, you know, made us break them down. So we've been very good at home. But we've had a really tough start away from home as well. We've gone away to South Shields, away to Buxton and away to Lancaster. So three tough places to go to. We've kind of been decimated with injuries as well. We've had four of our first 11 out. So we've had to kind of turn to the young lads, the academy kids who've all done really well. So, and all performed admirably. So yeah, I'm delighted with where we're, you know, we're currently at. And we've got Whitby Town tomorrow, Nantwich Tuesday, and obviously Basford then the following Saturday.
One player who's been playing really well is Andy Dales. I mean, what have you made of his start to the season?
Yeah, I knew what I obviously, you know, I knew what I was getting. You know, we had him 4 years ago when, you know, when Scunthorpe came calling, and that was always going to be his journey. You know, he wanted to go into the Football League, and he rang me last March, wasn't enjoying his football full time, and could he come back because he wanted to play football and enjoy it again. And credit to my chairman for, we gave him an opportunity to come in and coach in our academy, so we offered him a bit of a job on the side as well. But footballing wise, we knew what we were getting, and he's been fantastic. He's a game changer. He's definitely better than what the level is, and I kind of call my lucky stars that I've got him in my squad.
So generally, John, when I mean, you touched upon it before, the games you played, you know, through to the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, you played some of the teams who people fancied at the start of this season, and you know, you're in ninth, only you know, a couple of points outside the playoff positions. Generally happy with the start to the season thus far? Feels like, looking in from a distance, that you've just carried on the momentum that you've been building over the last couple of years at the club.
Yeah, we sat down, you know, in the summer, and we were well aware that we were, you know, top of the league last year when it got curtailed. But we would we have fallen away? Would we have a squad big enough to cope with the Saturday Tuesdays? And we wanted to build a squad this year that had 16, 17 players in it that could cope with the hectic schedule. Things off the pitch have always been small steps, which is what we want to do. We don't want to make vast changes. You know, we've had the new facility built, a new pitch. That helps with us football-wise. But, I'm massively pleased with how we started. And we've got a good squad now, good backroom staff, and crowds are up, which is great coming to watch us. So at the minute, mate, it's all going really well.
And that crowd are in for a treat tomorrow, aren't they? As we record this on Friday, that home game against Whitby Town, that should be a tough test.
Yeah, they're a good side. They're a good side. I know the management team at Whitby are doing a great job, and all a couple of the players there. And it'll be a really interesting game. You know, we want to keep our home run going, and we want to climb that table and into the playoff spots.
And final question, John. It's a question I've been asking everyone recently. You know, when I spoke to managers, they're all saying the same thing. I do think there's a real problem with injuries at the moment with players, and obviously because of COVID, there's a lot of fixtures being played to try and, you know, get as many games played before the winter as we can. But it is good to be back, isn't it? I mean, playing in front of a crowd, you know, these competitive FA Cup games and league games, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's any season that we've had over the last, you know, God knows, 20, 30 years, there's always been injuries. It's going to be a difficult year in terms of COVID and things like that, and lads having not played for, you know, 8 months, and they've got to go into Saturday, Tuesday. But I think every man and his dog, supporters, players, management team, you know, we all want to see games of football. And, you know, like I mentioned previously, we had, you know, well, we still have four or five players all injured, but that's why I invest so much time in our academies, to give kids an opportunity that, because I've said in pre-season, look, COVID hit seasons will require all hands on deck. But it's amazing to see fans back in the ground, you know, watching good football, you know, watching competitive football. And I'm glad that it's 3 o'clock Saturdays, and, you know, we're off and running.
John McGrath there, manager of Mickleover, speaking to me on Friday. So back to the FA Cup results then. When it comes to the first qualifying round and the matches which took place on Saturday, A big congratulations to Bedworth United. They were 4-1 winners over Winterton Rangers. Easter Sawyer's there scoring two of the goals in that one.
Continuing the form that they left with us when they got promoted in the playoffs 3 years ago, Bedworth might be ones to watch, and not just in the league, but with how the FA Cup draws have happened, maybe for later rounds as well this year.
Well, in the second qualifying round, they're playing Long Eaton United. Let's talk about this match, which took place on Saturday. I saw this game, obviously. Bootle against FC United of Manchester. FC United cruising at half-time, 2-0 up, very much in third gear. Bootle did have their chances in the first half, but how many times did we see this, James, in the FA Cup? Bootle coming back and taking it to a replay on Tuesday night. Jordan Wynn scoring the equaliser pretty much in added time. So brilliant stuff from Bootle. And then the Tuesday night game, well, that was dramatic, to say the least. FC United winning by 3-2, but that doesn't tell the full story of this game. FC United 1-0 up at half-time, then Bootle with Peterson scoring on 50 minutes, then Foy scoring 18 minutes later to see Bootle taking the lead. But they were denied a historic victory in the FA Cup by two late goals, both of which occurred in added time. Regan Linnis, incidentally, occurring on the 97th minute for FC United. 3-2, the final score there. We'll be hearing from Neil Reynolds in a second. But your thoughts there on the effort put in by Bootle. Superb stuff, James.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Bootle, they've not had the best start for the season, obviously, replacing the manager before the tie as well. The turn leg, it looked like a completely different side for Bootle, who are just finding their feet in the old Premier League. So for them to take it, to all credit to them, really, and hopefully it's an opportunity for them to turn it around in the league a little bit.
For FC United, next up, it's our old friends Blyth Spartans. Let's judge the mood now at Broadhurst Park. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at FC United. It's a welcome back to the show, to Neil Reynolds.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, a big congratulations for overcoming what was a very tricky game, two games against Bootle. How was the first qualifying round of the FA Cup?
Like anything, Ben, you know, tricky. You know, they were the underdogs. They played the part in their home leg. You know, I think, you know, I had COVID in the first leg, so I didn't see the full game. I watched it back on the highlights, but it looked like that we should have been out of sight at half time, and we kind of wasn't. We gave them, if you will, a sniff to come back into it. They came back in at 2-2 and probably should have won the game in the first leg. And then the second game, I think we underestimated them again. You know, despite taking a 1-0 lead, they raced back into a 2-1 lead. And then, you know, the last 7 minutes was typical FC. You know, kind of we threw the kitchen sink at them. We equalised off Matty Rain, and then, you know, 97th minute, Regan Linney scored the winner and had sent us into the next round, which, you know, set off euphoric emotions at Broadhurst Park.
What is it about FC United and late winners or late equalisers? You kind of make a habit of it, in all fairness, Neil.
Yeah, we do. But listen, no, we have this never say die attitude, and we've had some great memories, especially in my time at FC United. You know, I think Lancaster and Warrington, and you know, and now Bootle. But if you're ever going to win a cup tie, that's the best way to win it. And yeah, we wasn't brilliant the night. And we had a few injuries and suspensions, and we didn't play as the fluid football that we like to play. But we just have this attitude that we just don't know when we're beaten. And, you know, we've got that much attacking quality on the pitch that you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, I think when Matty Rain got the equaliser of the night, there was only ever one team going to win it. And, you know, Regan Linney put that ball in the bottom of the net, and the SMRE went wild, and the mate Sam Paddock did. And, you know, I kind of made my way down the touchline with a little landing toe. And we all celebrated in the corner. It was just an unbelievable atmosphere, and another memory that I'll cherish for, you know, for the rest of my life.
So that sets up Blyth away. Obviously, you've got a decent record up at Croft Park. I mean, what's your thoughts on this match next weekend?
I mean, the last time I was there, we were in the National League North. I remember, I think we won 3-0. Elliot Smalls is one of the last games in an FC United shirt. So it was a good game, and, you know, that was a time that I think I'd just taken over, and we'd gone six games unbeaten, and things were really good. And then things took a turn for the worse after that. So, but the last time I went to Blyth, we you know, Robbie Dale, great player for Blyth. He was playing for him, and it was a really good occasion. For the next couple of years, I think they've struggled, you know, and they've gone through a couple of managers. But they start the season really well. Always difficult to beat, but But we're going up there as underdogs now, and you know, we're hopefully that we'll give a really good account of ourselves. And you know, we have got this burning ambition to play in the first round proper at Broadhurst Park in front of our fans. And you know, after what we did last season against Doncaster, and you know, kind of match of the day being involved, Football Focus being involved, it just, although it was good, it just wasn't the same. And you know, we've got the burning ambition to get back there in front of our fans. So Blyth provides us with another obstacle on our way to that little bit of history that we want to achieve.
Before that, you've got a game I like to call the Bamber Bridge Derby on Tuesday. Plenty of history between the two clubs, isn't there? Jamie Milligan's had such a great start at Bamber Bridge. And what about Stafford Rangers on Saturday as well? They've been decent.
Again, you know, it's all about memories. I remember one of the last games that I took charge of at Bamber Bridge was against Stafford. Steve Burr was a manager just before I shortly joined FC United. I think we beat them 6-1 at home. We then, you know, I then became FC manager, and Stafford wasn't in our league to start off with. We then went down there and probably put in one of our worst displays of my tenure there. We drew 0-0 on Alex Curran's debut down at Stafford. We then beat him at home. We played better. So it's a game that we're looking forward to. I know Matty Hill at Stafford. So, you know, I know what they're going to be about. They're on the same points as us. They're big, strong. They're going to be physical. They're going to make it difficult for us. But it's a home game, and we haven't lost at home this season at Broadhurst Park. So, you know, it's a game that we're desperately looking forward to. We want to get 3 points on the board. We want to play better than what we did on Tuesday night against Bootle and against Hyde, you know, the first half. So we've got our own little milestones, objectives to complete. So that'll take care of Stafford. And then, like you said, it's a local derby against Bamber Bridge on the Tuesday night. You know, everyone will bill it because it's my old club, etc. But there's a lot of water going under the bridge since then. And Jamie Milligan's doing a great job there. You know, he was one of my players when I was Bamber Bridge manager. But, you know, people move on. You know, I don't see it as a game that I'll treat any differently. To me, it's just Bamber Bridge. You know, my club's FC United. And, you know, we beat them at our place last time out. I think it was 1-0. They beat us comfortably at their place, 3-0, maybe last time out. So it's a game that, you know, there's going to be a little bit of needle. You know, the likes of Adam Dodd, Michael Potts, Ali Wadika, Regan Linney, they've all played for the club before. But for me, it's just another game. You know, it's another game. And, you know, we're hoping to take maximum points out of the Stafford and Bamber Bridge game and then set us up nicely for the Blyth away game.
Neil Reynolds there, manager of FC United, speaking to me on Friday. Let's go back to the results then on Saturday afternoon when it comes to the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. Commiserations to Cambridge City. They were beaten by East Fork United. Carlton Town were also beaten by Stratford Town. But a good result for Prescott Cables. A 3-2 win for them at Charnock Richard. So that's a good result, that one, for Prescott Cables, James.
Bit of a morale booster there. And I think a lot of people will be surprised at the second bomb at the moment, but the FA Cup can turn forms around and match like that, especially with the fact Charlie Richards has realised as well, I've got Brad Carsley, who's expanded Bridge.
Incidentally, Prescott will be hosting Whitby Town in the second qualifying round. I'm pretty sure we'll be speaking to Prescott Cables next week about that particular tie, that's for sure. That's because Whitby were victorious in Cheshire on Saturday. They were 4-0 victors over Warrington Rylands. Potential banana skin, that one for Whitby, but they had a great second half with Jacob Hazel scoring two of the goals there. A big congratulations to Chasetown, 2-1 win over our old friends Barwell. And just a reminder, we'll be hearing from Chasetown on the Step 4 show out on Friday. And congratulations to City of Liverpool, a 1-0 win over Clitheroe in the All-MPL affair, James.
Yeah, really possible with goal 55 minutes. Clitheroe, not exactly the easiest team to play at this moment in time as well. They've been doing quite well in the league. So, great result there for City Liverpool.
Yeah, absolutely. Corby Town were victorious as well against Hendon. Now Towell there scoring on the 65th minute for Corby, seeing them through to the next round of the FA Cup. Should say City Liverpool will be taking on our old friends Farsley Celtic, whilst Corby Town, they'll be travelling to Boston United. Wow. That's a tie, isn't it, right there? So big congratulations to City Liverpool and to Corby. Also, congratulations to Marine. Commiserations to Dunstan. But it looks like Marine fancy another FA Cup run, James. Thoughts are going back to Crosby later in the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got Warrington in the next round.
So yeah, that is going to be an epic game, isn't it? Warrington Town at home for Marine. So a good draw, that one. Not sure it's a good draw for Warrington, is it? It would have been if it was at Cantilever Park, but being at Marine, I think it's wide open, that game. Hillsow in town were victorious in the Old Midland affair against Ilkeston Town. Hillsow in 2, Ilkeston 1. Harry White there scoring a brace just after the half-hour mark in that game. Zach Goodison with the consolation on the hour mark. For Hillsow, they'll be taking on Handsworth. Let's talk about Cleethorpes. A 1-1 draw for them against Hensford Town away from home. Could they win the replay? Very unlikely. How often do we see the low-ranked side winning the replay? Well, Cleethorpes did. 2-1 on Tuesday night. Brilliant stuff. And we'll be hearing from Cleethorpes Town's manager on the Step 4 show. Brilliant stuff from Cleethorpes Town. Racing through these results now, because I'm aware of time. Kendal Town 0, Warrington Town 1. Tricky game, that one, for Warrington. But they did it in Cumbria, James.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Kendall's not the easiest pitch to go play on, so a nice early second-half goal for Warrington settled the nerves a bit.
Lancaster City were 1-0 victors over 1874 Northwich. Again, tricky game, that one, on paper for Lancaster, but they navigated it through safely. And next Saturday, they've been rewarded with an away trip to Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town, incidentally, were 6-1 winners over Hyde United. Sean Taylor there with a hat-trick, James. That's Morpeth, isn't it? That's the Morpeth we were expecting this year.
Getting used to playing back on the home pitch with the fans behind them a little bit as well. Not the welcome that Jim Gannon would have wanted for Hyde United in his first game there, but Morpeth now is starting to get some of the players back into the atmosphere and back on the pitch as well, because, well, miss the start of the season. Potentially something to watch in the next few weeks.
So Morpeth Town through to the next round to take on Lancaster City. Long Eaton United were 2-1 winners over Coleshill Town. We'll never mention that result again. Marsh United 6, Seaham Red Star 0. With Adam Boys there scoring 2 goals in that game for Marsh United. So they're off and running. And what a tie they've got in the next round, James. South Shields at home for Marsh United. Wow, that's a tricky game. Tricky game for the league leaders.
And that is, to me, is tied around.
South Shields got through, incidentally, by beating Shildon away from home by 3-1. So they've got practice in, taking on the Step 4 side away from home there, South Shields. 3-1 win, but an intriguing tie next week for Marsh United. That's for sure, and South Shields. Matlock Town were beaten 3-0 in the Derbyshire Derby at home to Belper Town. Brilliant performance, especially from Jonathan Margetts there, scoring a hat-trick. We hear from Grant Black on the Step 4 show, but congratulations to Belper. Stunning stuff there for the Derbyshire side, and for Belper, their reward in the next round. Home tie against Tamworth next Saturday. So good stuff there from Belper Town. Mosley 1, Newton Aycliffe 0. Jordan Butterworth there sending Mosley through to the next round, where they'll be taking on Radcliffe. Wow. Okay. Radcliffe 2-0 win over Skelmersdale United, James. Wow. That's, if Andrew Snaith was on, I'd say it was a bit of a derby, maybe. There's a bit of distance there, but it's not too far to travel, is it? Yeah, it's the Teacot Derby. They've called it. Nantwich Town 2, Grantham Town 0. So Nantwich Town through to the next round. And Nantwich Town, incidentally, will be hosting Banbury United. Let's mention Runcorn Linnets. Runcorn Linnets, a 2-0 win over Liversidge. Liversidge have been brilliant, haven't they? So that's a great result, that, for Runcorn Linnets, James.
Great result there for Linnets. And Ryan Brook, again, another player finding his boots at the right time.
Runcorn Linnets will take on Bamber Bridge in the next round of the FA Cup. That game taking place next Saturday. That's because Bamber Bridge were 7-2 winners away at West Allotment Celtic. Craig Carney there scoring 2 of the goals. Rush Olympic 2, Stafford Rangers 2. A decent result, that one, for Stafford Rangers. However, Stafford Rangers were beaten in the replay by 2-0 back at Marston Road. So commiserations to Stafford Rangers. Rush Olympic going through to the next round. And a big congratulations to Witton Albion, a 2-0 away win at Scarborough Athletic. That's a brilliant result, that, for Witton Albion, and we'll lift the mood at Winsham Park.
Yes, I said it before about Morpeth needing the result. Witton really did need that one, kind of going on a winning run now in the league.
Next up for Witton Albion will be an away trip to Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles on Saturday were held to a 1-1 draw by Bridlington Town. Bridlington haven't had the best of starts to the season, have they, in the East Division? So that was a brilliant performance. And they put in a strong showing as well on Tuesday night. However, Atherton Coles won in the end in the replay on the East Coast by 3-1. Seems a good time to welcome back Brad Cook to the show as well, because it's been a decent start to the league and Atherton Coles through to the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. And let's hear from Brad now, who I caught up with on Friday.
Well, Brad, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations on progressing to the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. How was the match against Bridlington? Bit of a banana skin and you've overcome it.
Yeah, it was. We made hard work of it, to be honest. The Saturday game, which we drew, we should have been out of sight, comfortable at half time, but you don't put the ball in the back of the net and eventually you get punished for it. And Bridlington, to be fair to them, you know, they grew in confidence throughout the game and they got a equaliser with about 20 minutes to go. And we just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. So it was a terrible journey on Tuesday, I'll be honest. We had to book time off work, so we were all very angry and grumpy travelling down there. And yeah, thankfully we got the job done, although we made hard work of it. The first 20 minutes was absolutely awful, to be honest. And then from there, we really kicked on and deservedly won the tie. So yeah, delighted to get through. We did make hard work of it, I'll be honest. But that's the FA Cup.
Just regards to that replay, I mean, yeah. It's tricky, isn't it? You know, going away, it's a long trip to the East Coast, and you know they'll have their tails up as well after the first game. So you must be pleased with especially that second half performance, like you say on Tuesday.
That's it, and they've not had the best starts in the league. Well, that's a little bit of a false position. The thing is with the FA Cup, you know, and you've seen that with the results this weekend, it gives everybody a fresh start and a bit of a break. So the you know, the constraints of the league, the shackles are all off and they can just give it a go, you know, and we felt that. So to go up there on a Tuesday night where they had the tails up and, you know, there was a decent crowd on stuff and they scored early to go 1-0 up, it was a difficult night. But yeah, I'm just pleased to get through, to be honest.
And the irony is that because of that replay, your game with Witten in the league was postponed. You've got Witten at home in the second qualifying round. I mean, what's your take on that game now? Because it feels like Witten might have, you know, starting to get a couple of bodies back and they might have turned the corner.
100%. Witten ain't going to, they're not going to be down there come the end of the season. He's a fantastic manager, Carl. And, you know, he's done a great job over the years. So, again, they're in a false position. I don't know what to think of it. I think it's like any game in the Northern Premier League. I think anyone can beat anyone on the day. It's whoever turns up. So hopefully it'll be us. But I know that it'll be a tough game. A tough, tough game.
And with regards to the season more generally, it's been a decent start for Atherton. You've had some good results in there. Beating Lancaster City is pretty impressive, to say the least, given the stats the season they've had. So what do you make of the start more generally for Coles?
Yeah, I think we've done okay. When we got the fixture list, I'm thinking, oh no, I think we've played Hideaway, which is always an extremely tough place to go. We've had Morpeth away, which is a horrendous journey. And then you've got your teams like Lancaster, Nantwich, Warrington, who you'd expect to be there or thereabouts up there as well. So I think we've had a really tough start. So to come after six games and have, 1.5 points per game, I'm pleased with that. I just hope now that we can try and put a little bit of a consistent run together, because we've not won back-to-back yet. So I think that's the biggest thing for us. Try and get that little bit of consistency now over this next few games, and then we can see where we're at after 10 games then.
And it's next two league matches as well before that second qualifying round match, Grantham Town and Whitby Town, but thankfully it is going to be at home. So, I mean, how important is that, and how important are those league games coming up against Grantham and Whitby?
It's massive now, you know, get as many points on the board as they can, and we're no different. Grantham seems to have a little bit of an upturn, you know, they had a tough start and they lost a couple of games heavily, but seem to have pulled a couple of players in now, and they're looking a much much stronger side, so we can't overlook them at all. And then Whitby's had a great start to the season, you know, they've got some really good forward players, they're quick, they play on the break, so that'll be another tough game. But our home record is decent. I don't think many people like to come to the Schooner, and we can kind of play on that. So, yeah, it's nice for us to be at home these next three games coming up, including the FA Cup game. So hopefully we can pick up some points and progress to the next round of the FA Cup.
And final question, Brad. How good is it to be back with a crowd? And, you know, we're talking about these, you know, fixture congestion, injuries and that kind of thing, but it's just good to be back, isn't it?
Of course it is. And we moan about, you know, going to Bridlington on the Tuesday night, but, you know, we'd give our right arm and leg, wouldn't we, for it 8 months ago and that, to do that on a Tuesday night. So great to be back. You know, there's been some really healthy crowds in the games that we've played in. They've been really loud and noisy and stuff. So I think the fans are enjoying it just as much as the players and staff. But yeah, long may it continue.
Brad Cook there, manager of Atherton Coles, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Look back to the results then from Saturday. And where was I? Yes, Sherwood Colliery 2, Buxton 2 on Saturday, going 2-0 down and then taking it to a replay. Really good stuff from Sherwood. And then in the replay, it wasn't to be for them, a 5-1 win for Buxton. But a bit of a scare for Buxton there, James, on Saturday.
Yeah, even more so as well, because Sherwood knocked Sheffield out in the preliminary round on live TV as well. Buxton, Cram Collective, saw the game out, took it back to their place, did what they needed to do.
Sporting Calza 2, Gainsborough Trinity 1. A huge result, that one, for the West Midlands side. And I catch up with Ian Rowe on the Step 4 show this week. Sporting Calza rewarded with a home tie against Kidderminster Harriers, everyone. Wow. Epic great stuff, isn't it? Absolutely. Stalybridge Celtic 0, Colne 1. Colne there going through after a Conor O'Grady own goal just before half-time. But Colne will take that, I'm pretty sure. Colne have got Geisley at home next Saturday. So that should be interesting, shouldn't it, James?
Yeah, especially with it being at Colne as well. Quite winnable tie, that, I think.
Yeah. Stamford 2, Redditch United 0. Big congratulations to Stamford there through to the next round. We've got Graham Drury joining us on the Step 4 show this week. Stamford in the next round next Saturday will be taking on Telford United.
They will keep going to goals, Telford, and cause a shock, I think. Again, another team with cut pedigree. Don't forget they had that trophy run.
Yeah, absolutely. Sunderland RCA 2, Stockton Town 4. A big congratulations to Stockton Town through to the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, where they'll take on Curzon Ashton away from home. That's a tough game, that one, for Curzon Ashton, you know. Spalding United beat Tividale by 1-0 away from home. Spalding have had a good start to the season, haven't they, James?
Yeah, I mean, one of the two good signs there. Obviously, Brockley, you've got the winner against Tividale.
Spalding United will be taking on Kettering Town next Saturday at home in the FA Cup. That should attract a big crowd, I'd imagine. And have we finished other results? One last result from last weekend. Big congratulations to Worksop Town. They were 3-0 winners over Newport Pagnell Town. Worksop Town will be taking on Bromsgrove Sporting away from home in the second qualifying round. Well, that's all the results when it comes to the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. And as I said, we'll have a full fixture preview next week. We'll hear from some of the managers at Step 4, hoping for a bit of an upset in the second qualifying round. And of course, we'll have a bit of a results roundup as well from Saturday's league matches and Tuesday's league matches as well when it comes to the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. Just a brief recap on the results from Tuesday night when it comes to the league. South Shields still out in front, but it was a 1-1 draw against Ashton United. Both goals, incidentally, coming in the opening 13 minutes of that game. So a tight affair at Mariners Park. Bamber Bridge picked up a 1-1 draw at home to Radcliffe. Radcliffe there picking up their fifth point of the season. Good point that, James, actually, you know, for Radcliffe.
From what I've read as well, Radcliffe were the dominant side. Nothing to worry about for Bamber at the moment, but Radcliffe needed that point.
Other results for Tuesday. I'm going to do this in alphabetical order because I'm just destined to miss someone by doing it in league positioning. Gainsborough Trinity, a 2-1 win over Morpeth Town. Morpeth coming off the back of a brilliant result in the FA Cup. But Gainsborough there, well, it's excellent stuff, isn't it? Picking up their second win of the season. Let's have some post-match reaction from that game on Tuesday night. Here's Tom Shaw speaking with Gainsborough Trinity's YouTube channel.
I feel as though pre-season we had, the results against good opposition, the way we played at home, so people saw it. I think expectations were just perhaps grew a little bit too much too quickly, which is fine. It's the nature of it. But the start we've had, where we've played well in games, but maybe a more experienced centre forward or centre half has sort of stopped us getting enough points for us to be happy. I think hopefully people see where we are as a group. What I'm so pleased about tonight is I watched some young players, and I know I'm not supposed to mention young players all the time, but they are young because they've come through academy football, not men's football. This is their first, they're inexperienced players. I watched them grow tonight. I watched them be demanding of each other. I watched them drive each other on. They weren't accepting of any poor behaviours or poor work ethic. I managed the referee tonight. I didn't have to manage the group as much, which it was really pleasing. And that has to be a bare minimum. It has to be every game. But that is probably the most pleasing bit of this evening, just watching some players that have not played much men's football. They're in their first half a dozen games in adult football. But I saw them behave like adults and did what's required to put in a really gritty, determined performance, which I think we deserve to win.
With games coming so thick and fast, we've only got one training session a week at the moment. When they do eventually settle down and you can work on patterns of play, I just think this is the start.
I agree, Rob, and I appreciate the patience from the supporters, because they would have wanted better results, like all of us. But this just probably takes us away from the bottom bit of the league for now, and something to build on. But we're going to keep improving. Like, we will, as you've probably seen tonight, like, personnel wise, we'll improve things as much as we can. But what we've done tonight is a really good, and excellent out of possession performance. Like, we can play. We can play. We've shown it in the other three home games, I would say. But this type of performance gives you a platform to get the in-possession stuff right. So I'm really pleased that we've got a bit of a base now and a bit of a platform to kick on. But I do agree, Rob, we're going to keep improving.
Tom Shaw there, manager of Gainsborough Trinity, speaking to Gainsborough Trinity's YouTube channel. And I should say, a link to Gainsborough Trinity's YouTube channel is available in the description to this podcast. Grenfell Town 1, Micklover 1, as we mentioned earlier in our interview with John McGrath. Whilst Warrington Town picked up a very impressive 1-0 win over Lancaster City at the Giant Axe. That sees Warrington up to 6th and sees Lancaster drop down to 7th. Whereas Hyde United, they picked up their first win in the Jim Gannon era, a 2-0 away win at Nantwich Town. Good result that for Hyde, sees them up to 10th, James.
First win for Jim Gannon era, obviously, you could say it's his first win overall for the club, obviously his first game was in the FA Cup. It's going to be interesting to see how Hyde adapts in the next couple of games.
And last result from Tuesday night, Stalybridge Celtic 0, Basford United 2. So following up, I think we mentioned that earlier when we spoke to Steve Chettle, but following up the brilliant result in the FA Cup on Saturday there with the first league win of the season. That's it for our results roundup from last weekend. Big congratulations to everyone who made it through to the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. And James, a big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up next week with another results roundup. But this time, purely for the Northern Premier League Premier Division. You have a lovely weekend.
No worries, Eric.
And a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. But it's now time to draw a line under the FA Cup for this week's show and look to the future when it comes to the NPL Premier Division. And joining me now, gazing at the future with me, hand in hand on a hillside, it's Johnny Crowther. He's back on the show, everyone, from Live Sports FM. Hello, Johnny. Welcome back.
Ben, great to be back, mate.
It's like the old days, superb stuff. You were commentating on the game on Tuesday night, and we might as well start with Hyde United. A brilliant result for them at Nantwich, and Hyde United will be taking on South Shields this weekend at Ewan Fields. What did you make of Hyde under Jim Gannon?
You know what, I've got to say, Ben, I thought they were excellent. They really were excellent. I mean, never an easy place to go to Nantwich, you know, as we both know. They've been in Northern Premier League for so many years now, and they've got a good side under Dave Cook. But Hyde, they won the midfield battle. They won it hands down. And the youngsters in the middle of the pitch were absolutely superb. Fagbol, the centre-half, was excellent. And you know what you're going to get with Liam Hardy up front. Great performance again. But at the whole front line. But they were excellent, mate. Every player for Hyde was superb. Nantwich were a bit off-key. And you know, I thought Hyde really deserved the 2-0 win. It could have been more, to be fair.
You've seen South Shields recently as well, haven't you? I mean, this is it's a tough game, this one, for South Shields, I think.
Yeah, and I believe I was talking to a few of the Hyde lads after the game. Obviously, did the game with Luke Edwards and Chris Pratt. who cover it for 26-0. And I was talking to a few of the other lads as well, who follow Hyde. And I don't think Shields have got a great record there. So it'll be tough because it's, I think I'm right, it's the Astro, isn't it, at Ewan Fields. So it'll be a tough ask, but I've seen Shields at Stalybridge Celtic earlier on in the season, well, not that long ago, actually, and they were excellent, and they're going really well. So, you know what? If you're around the area on Saturday, go to that game, because I think that's going to be an absolute belter. I really do. Jim Gannon and, you know, the players really turned on performance after getting beat, by the way, 6-1 by Morpeth in the FA Cup on the Saturday. So what a response that was from his boys, and they were excellent value for the win, Ben.
Interestingly enough, that's the league leaders heading down to Tameside this weekend for a league match. The team in second, Buxton, they too are off to Tameside this weekend to take on Ashton United. And that game right there, that's a tough game, that one, for Buxton.
Yeah, it is. And look at Ashton, what a result, one apiece at South Shields. There's not many teams that'll go up there and get a point. I thought it was a cracking point. I know they're down in 17th in the league at the moment, and Buxton second and unbeaten, absolutely flying. Everyone's talking about they've got a big budget and stuff like that. Maybe they have got a big budget. At the end of the day, you've got to win games, and they're doing that. They're going to push Shields all the way, I think, Buxton. And then through the next round of the FA Cup as well, they beat Sherwood Colliery 5-1, and Buxton are going very well. So if I was a betting man, I probably would go for Buxton, but I tell you what, Ashton, what a result at Shields. And I think that'd be a cracking game, as you quietly say.
Now, remarkably, the team in third take on another team from Tameside this weekend. Matlock Town hosting Stalybridge Celtic. Matlock Town will be really looking to bounce back after the Belper Town result last Saturday. I mean, there's a fair number of teams who've been beaten by Belper Town in the FA Cup in recent years, so I don't think there's any shame in it. But Paul Phillips' side there, I wouldn't want to be travelling to Causeway Lane this weekend if I was Stalybridge Celtic.
No, and if you look at the stats as well, the third in the league at the moment, Ben, and they've won all three at home, so that's going to be a tough ask for Stalybridge. But, you know, Stalybridge, I know they're down in 18th, and they've lost all three away games up to now as well. But I tell you what I did like about Stalybridge when I watched them at Bowerfold against South Shields. The work rate of, I think, Scott Backer up front, absolutely fantastic. And you're always in a chance with, not just with him, there's a number of players. I think Stalybridge will be fine, by the way. But yeah, I won't fancy going to Matlock. They're right in the mix and, you know, pushing, aren't they, with Buxton and Shields at the top of the table.
Bamber Bridge currently sitting in fourth, just 3 points off top spot, we should add. Brilliant result last week up in the North East in the FA Cup. A draw, though, midweek against Radcliffe. But for Scarborough, they were beaten by Witton Albion, weren't they, in the FA Cup? Scarborough will be lucky to bounce back. Bamber just want to keep the run going. I mean, the unbeaten run they're on at the minute is they're in great form, aren't they?
They're going great, aren't they? Under Jamie Milligan, ex-Hyde and Fleetwood, isn't it? And I think I'm right in saying. Absolutely flying. Whoa, what a tough one to call that. You know, again, if I was a betting man, I'd go for a draw on that one because Bamber Bridge are in great form. But Scarborough, they get a good crowd behind them. I think it'll be a great game of football, that. But yeah, Bamber Bridge, really impressed with them this season. I know it's early days, but to be fourth and above teams like Lancaster, who I really like, Lancaster, by the way, brilliant. They're doing so well. And yeah, should be another crack at that one, Ben.
Whitby Town finish off the playoff spots at the moment. They're sitting in fifth, 4 points off top spot with a game in hand. It is all early days, by the way, everyone listening at home. We know that. We don't look at a league table until we play 10 games, but we have to base our fixture preview on something. I keep saying that. Whitby Town travelling to Micklover this weekend, and Micklover have been slowly getting on with it, haven't they, quietly?
Yeah, again, I mean, I've had a quick look and, you know, I always do my research for you, Ben, you know that.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, it's all right. Micklover, again, mate, their record's the same as Matlock. They've won 3 from 3 at home, so 100% record. Whitby, though, they've done okay on the road. They've won 2 of the games, I believe, so they're in fifth, Micklover ninth. Well, it's got a draw written all over it, hasn't it? Or maybe a Micklover win with that strike rate. But two teams going really well. And good to see Micklover pushing again. And Whitby, I've always got a soft spot for Whitby. I always love going up there. Always get looked after up there. Lovely club. Directors are always really helpful and stuff like that. And Yeah, I'd call it a draw, mate, to be honest. I think because both of them are flying. They're both going really well.
You see this, dear listener, he keeps saying draws because he doesn't want to alienate everyone. He's easing his way back in to the show. I love it, Johnny.
It's always good. A good way of when you go up and when I commentate on a game and I see the directors, they go, oh, yeah, you were the one that recommended we got a draw in that game. Come on, we'll look after you.
Warrington Town, currently sitting in six. They're taking on Gainsborough Trinity. Very good result last week on Tuesday for Gainsborough Trinity at home to Morpeth Town. That's their second win of the season for Gainsborough. Tricky game, this one now for Warrington. What do you think?
I agree with you, by the way. Brilliant result for Gainsborough. I mean, Morpeth, you know, we'll come on to Morpeth in a bit. But you know, expect more from them this season. And it is early, as you quietly say. But Gainsborough, great result. What about Warrington's result, though? Going to Lancaster and winning. There's not many teams that'll do that. And the big man, won it, Josh Amis, who got the winner, 1-0. Paul Carden, I've always liked Paul. He's a magician, to be honest. What he's done with that squad and brought it back, because he lost a lot of players, you know, during during furlough over to the Welsh League. Brought a few of them back, but he's always got a good bond and his players give him 110% every week. And I thought that was a brilliant result. The keeper as well, who they've got in at the moment, he's doing ever so well. He's had a few clean sheets. And
Is it Atherton? Yeah. His name's Atherton, is it?
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is. And he's doing right well. I've heard Paul speak about him quite a bit. But he's got a good mix, hasn't he? You know, he's got Mark Roberts, his captain, at the back. Solid. You've also got some quality in there. And you've got to think about some of the players that Cards has lost over the years as well. You know, he's done really well to keep that squad going in six at the moment. Be a tough task against Gainsborough, though. I'd probably fancy Warrington on after that win, but hey, don't count Gainsborough out because, as you quite rightly say, great result against Morpeth.
Yeah, we heard from Steve Chettle earlier. Basford United taking on the aforementioned Lancaster City this weekend. Basford are now in 15th. It's took one win and a series of draws, but this is it now, isn't it? He's getting the players back now. They should start to show the promise that everyone was expecting, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, as you say, and you keep saying it, you know, it's early days in the season. I've got to say, though, for me, when people talk about who's going to win this NPL, I know it's very, very early, but you always have your ones that are going to be up there. I fancy Lancaster. I know they're down in seventh now. I expect them to be challenging at the end of the season. And I think they'll see this as a must-win game. I know it's early in the season, Ben, but given the fact they lost at home to Warrington, they're back down in seventh now. You can't afford to give Shields and Buxton a gap because you won't get it back. You just won't get it back. They're not going to lose that many games over the season. So I expect Lancaster to go and do a job on Basford at the weekend. There you go. There's some commitment for you.
Let's go down to the team currently sitting in 11th. That's Atherton Colls. Atherton Colls taking on Grantham Town on Saturday afternoon in the league. Atherton through to the next round of the FA Cup, whilst Grantham got a very, very credible 1-0 draw with Micklover. Nantwich Town, they'll be taking on Radcliffe this weekend at Stater Park. Tough game, that one, for Nantwich. I mean, what's your thoughts on what's happened so far? Because it was a very good start, wasn't it? Straight out the blocks. But then it's kind of, as the weeks have gone by, the results haven't been quite there for Nantwich Town. But, I mean, what do you think?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I think Dave Cook called it himself. I think they had three on the spin where they lost. And he called it his first probably mini crisis, because he's done well, Dave, since he's come in. And, you know, he's brought in some really good players. He is missing, I know all managers will say this, but it's true. He is missing some key players. Joe Malkin, who brought in from Camel Laird, outstanding centre forward. Son of Chris Malkin, who people know from his time at Tranmere, etc. Really good prospect, but he's out. And I think he's not got a settled side. I had a good chat with him after the game on Tuesday. And I think he's missing that. He's missing that solidity. A number of players out. He should have Casper Hughes back at the weekend, who's a key player for him. Sean Cook, doing really well, scored four goals already and keeps getting a number of assists. So Dave Cook will be wanting to bounce back, but Radcliffe won't be easy. Down in 19th, but you know, they'll give Nantwich a good game, and could go all the way. That depends. Nantwich, if they've got a strong side out, you'd expect them to come away with the 3 points, but it depends what Dave's got available to him on the day.
It's a proper mid-table affair in North Manchester on Saturday afternoon as FC United host Stafford Rangers. That's 13th hosting 14th. They've got near identical records, haven't they? Stafford have scored slightly less goals, but have conceded slightly less. I think this is going to be a draw. There, I've called it now. What do you think for this one?
I think FC United will win this game. I know you'll be pleased to hear that, but I do. I think I want to say that as well. I say that with a bit of, the fact that, you say 13th, 14th, and the similar fixtures and similar results up to now. But FC United, I listened to the game, and I think you were on commentary up in South Shields with the guys up there. And FC United, they outplayed Shields in the second half. And I was surprised when you went down and lost to Hyde, and Bootle in the FA Cup took you all away. I mean, literally all the way.
Yeah, all the way.
Injury time winner, I think I'm right in saying, from Regan Linney. So FC United are a bit inconsistent at the moment this season. It's early days under Neil Reynolds, but he'll want to bounce back. And I think the big support, that FC United can rely on will pull them through. But it won't be easy. Stafford Rangers is a well-organised side.
Bit different this year, aren't they? Compared to the previous
season. Yeah, and I tell you what, Ben, they're picking up. We always say, if you can pick up points on the road, you're doing okay. And they've drawn two of their away fixtures already. So picking up points, that's not a bad place to be. And they'll be very happy with a point at FC United. But I think FC United will win that game.
And finally, for Saturday's matches in the Pitched In NPL Premier Division, it's Morpeth Town taking on Witton Albion. Witton Albion, obviously, with a brilliant win this past week, getting things off and running, really, for their season when it comes to the FA Cup. Morpeth also having a very good result in the FA Cup, but then being beat midweek on Tuesday. What do you think? I mean, the only thing I can add to this is the fact it is going to be at home for Morpeth, which might be a big help.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long trip, isn't it, up to the northeast for Witton. But you know what? Witton can do it, can't they? I mean, they've got lots of injuries. I speak to Andy Simpson a few times on what's happening at Witton, and they're doing everything. Given the fact the amount of injuries they have had, they've only got 2 points on the board at the moment. Morpeth have only got 3. Bottom of the table clash. I've got to say, I'm not sure. I think both these sides will move up the league once they get players back and get going. But it was a tough one to call. And I think Witton would be delighted with a point up there, wouldn't they? You know, as you say, with the distance and stuff at Morpeth, they'll see this as an absolute must-win, especially after putting 6 past Hyde, who I said were very, very good against Nantwich. I mean, football, you just can't call it, mate, can you? It's such a strange game. And Dave Cook said that to me on Tuesday night, mate. He said, there's no easy games in this league. And you know yourself, Ben, you've covered this Northern Premier League that's for so many years. The quality on show is excellent. And if you're off it, if you're one bit off it, you'll lose a game. Don't care who you are, whether you're South Shields, whether you're Buxton, whether you're Morpeth and Witton down the bottom. If you're on it, you'll win your games. If you're not, you'll lose it. And it's tough. And you've always got to be on that. And I think the managers will get that across. And yeah, that'd be a good game, Morpeth Witton. I think a really good one. And they'll be pushing each other all the way.
And for those people keeping count at home, I count that as 10 draws and 1 win for this weekend's fixtures. good. I'm only joking, John. I don't actually remember, but I do remember you saying FC United would win. So bless you. Thank you, Johnny Crowther, from iSports FM, for joining us this week. We should say there are Tuesday night games as well taking place. Ashton United against Grantham, Atherton Colds against Whitby, Baseford hosting Gainsborough, FC taking on Bamber Bridge, Hyde United against Stafford Rangers, Matlock against Witton, Micklover taking on Nantwich Town, Morpeth against Lancaster, it's Radcliffe against South Shields, Scarborough against Stalybridge Celtic, and Warrington Town against Buxton. Some intriguing games there. Warrington Town v Buxton, shouts out to me. The Bamber Bridge derby, let's call it, FC against Bamber Bridge. There's plenty of ex-Bamber Bridge players in the FC United team. So that's going to be a good game on Tuesday. Should be good. Looking forward to it. Johnny, a big thank you for joining us. I should say Radio Robins as well. You cover their games as well from time to time. Where's the best place to keep up with your efforts and work and non-league musings and that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, I'm spread, as you say, I'm spreading myself out a little bit at the moment. But Radio Robins for covering some of the Altrincham games in the National League, which is always great. Help out with 26-0 now and again, covering a bit of Hyde, cover a bit of Nantwich as well. And then on Live Sports FM, we cover a lot of FA youth football, as you know, Ben, and we do a lot of non-league games. You know, I've covered the South Shields game for Live Sports FM. So I'm all over the place, mate, me, Ben.
You can follow Live Sports FM on Twitter. That's at Live Sports FM. Well, Johnny Crowther, big, big thank you for joining us this week. You have a lovely weekend and catch up very soon.
Take care yourself, Ben. Cheers, mate.
And a big thank you to Johnny Crowther for joining us on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.